guest today is Nancy Gaines. Nancy, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being on my show.
So excited to be here and serve your people.
Yeah. Tell me, Nancy, what do you do?
I am a past IBM consultant. I used to do SAP technology, and now I am a small business entrepreneur. I help people be more productive. Take back their free time.
In fact, you gave a talk just recently that talked about that.
I did. It was amazing attendance, and we talked about very actionable things people could do today that are free to put a little bit more ease in their day and more free time in their life.
Oh, hit me up. What's number one? It's the number one thing people can do to get more free time in their life.
It's funny you ask that, because at the end of my presentation, I said, I had some giveaways, some Starbucks cards. Tell me your
now
biggest...
Now I really regret not going to this presentation.
We had prizes.
I'm kind of struggling to stay awake.
You can come next time. Yeah, we played a lot, did some high fives. So I asked people, what was your biggest takeaway from the session? And the first thing that came to mind was somebody said, it's not just about making your workday productive, it's making your home life productive. So she is going to hire a housekeeper and someone to do her lawn and things like that. Mm-hmm. We talked about your magic number, which is basically your hourly rate. Okay. So take your salary, divide by two, and drop off a couple zeros.
All right, so that's 2,000 hours per year.
Yeah, roughly. Anything less than that, you should pay someone else to do.
Ah, okay.
Right, so if you're at $50 an hour, so you make, you know, $100,000, you should be paying someone to cut your grass and to do your laundry and to do your shopping and to do your cooking if you can find that, because it's cheaper for them to do it than to use your time. It's not your highest and best use.
Okay, so I mean, if it's only economics, and let's say I make $50 an hour, that math works out that way. If I can pay somebody $30 an hour to clean my house and to cook my food, then I could spend that time working and make another $50 an hour, and I'm up $20 and my house is clean.
There you go.
That's just dollars and cents. Obviously, it's not just that. But
right, because we even talked about people getting a virtual assistant, because a lot of developers are a team of one, and they don't have anyone to offload to. But you can find people that can do things like make your travel reservations, set up your meetings, go look at your project management plan, and go get yeses and no, this is done or not. It's real simple stuff.
It is. I've read about this before, and I've always I've never done it. I've never executed on that. And one thing that keeps me is I worry about that travel planner doesn't know how I think. That project manager, or that project planner rather, doesn't know exactly when I want free time. Is that how do you overcome that?
So we talked about the 20-minute a day prioritization. You take 20 minutes to think about something and get everybody set so that they're running. So for example, your travel lady, just say, I like only Delta. I want to sit on the aisle. My special meal request is blank. You just write that all down, put it on a Google Drive or a Trello card, and that person knows what to do.
Okay.
It's a system. You set it and forget it. One time you set it up.
I should. Or maybe the first time, if you forget to write something down, you'll tweak it as it goes on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you make your own travel?
I do make my own travel. I have a portal. My company has a portal, and it knows my preferences.
Uh-huh.
It knows which airlines I like to fly. It knows that I don't like feathers in my hotel room bed, things like that.
Uh-huh.
So I never have to ask those questions.
Very
so
cool.
A little bit of that is being done for me. But I'm still the one that's clicking through, selecting the times of the day for the flight and things like that.
Try to outsource it. You may like the freedom it gives you.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
We challenged everyone to do 30 days something out of their comfort zone.
Oh.
So the other thing we talked about is anything you do more than twice needs a system.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you do more than three times should be automated.
Give me an example.
So if you're writing the same email all the time to get someone to sign off on requirements, make that something you save in Microsoft Word, and all you do is you change. Did you get that, Microsoft?
You know, I work for Microsoft.
I know, that's why I'm teasing you.
Thanks for the shout-out.
Shout out to Microsoft. It's
you
something.
You work for IBM. I have nothing against IBM. I used to work for
I loved it. I loved my job, traveling all over. But I had to be really efficient, because I was only home 3 days of the weekend.
Yeah.
And I should have taken my own advice back then and hired somebody to cut my grass and do that stuff, because I was trying to date and have a social life and clean my house.
Mm-hmm.
Went nuts. But yeah, two times should have a system, a repeatable, consistent system. Three times, automate it so you can set it and forget it.
Okay. Are there any advice you can give specifically for tech people? Because I have a lot of like software developers and IT professionals that watch the show.
Yes, that is an excellent question. So what I found when I worked with IBM is people could not lock down the requirements. They couldn't define them, and they never wanted to sign off because they want the flexibility to change them.
Hmm.
Sometimes good is good enough. Get something out there and version one and go back and tweak it later.
Okay.
A lot of time the SAP projects were behind because people kept customizing and customizing. It's okay to have a viable product and then go back and make it better. That's my advice.
So the fast feedback loop that's become really popular now in agile methodologies is, that sounds like you're advocating something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like it doesn't have to be perfect out of the gate. Perfect takes way too much time to make perfect, and then it's usually not what they want anyway. Make it good enough, get feedback, and do it again.
And you're a consultant. This is part of the advice that you're giving to your clients, right?
Absolutely. So I work with career people, so just trying to get better in their career.
Okay.
Small business owners and corporations, I come in and help. These are really low-hanging fruit tips we're giving people. When I go in person, we make it much deeper, and they actually bring their computers and we
personalize it to what their needs are.
We organize their email, which is a huge problem.
Oh, help me with that.
Okay.
Microsoft, that actually is a huge problem. We have a lot of email.
Here's why people are afraid they're always on their email. They think there's going to be something important they're going to miss, right? You're not just going there because most people want you to do something when you go to your email.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving you to-dos.
Right.
But we're worried that what if there's that one important thing? My boss wants something or a client wants something. So every time an email comes in, put it into one of three folders. Action, which means you need to do something.
I actually do that, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, but I don't know, maybe the other two before I...
Okay, the other one, number two is read, something you need to read. Maybe it's just a company,
I do that
FYI.
As well.
Wow, maybe you should do the show. Let me ask the questions.
maybe I've heard you talk before.
Maybe.
All right, no, go ahead.
The last one is just waiting. You're waiting for somebody to give you an answer to move on.
That's a good idea.
Because then you're like, I just need to go through my waiting file right now, and who do I need to follow up with?
Oh, yeah, and I don't have that third one. I probably should put that.
Yeah, here. Action, read, waiting.
I do have an archive. So if it doesn't, if there's no action even or potential action, some people say delete it. I don't do that. I have an archive folder.
So I delete because I know there's people like you, David, that will always have it. So if I ever need something, I always have a David.
I shouldn't admit to this.
Yeah. There's always a David you can get stuff to. So I delete because I know I'll find a David to help me retrieve it if I ever need it, which is rare. But yeah, that really works.
It has been working. I started that about 6 months ago, and I literally have nothing in my inbox several times a day.
It's just a calming feeling knowing that as it comes in, you know if it's urgent or not, and you just put it into like a placeholder for later.
I like the waiting one. I'm going to add that. I'm going to add that today, actually.
Good.
Seriously, this is the...
I love giving people quick tips.
Absolutely. You know, I have a goal. You probably don't know this about me. One of my goals is every single day I want to learn something new.
What'd you learn today?
Just that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the only thing out of this conference. It probably made it worth your flight down here, right?
I don't know that's the only thing, but it is definitely one thing I do. When I go home at night, I ask myself, "What did you learn today, David?" And sometimes I think, I better get online and learn something. I can't think of anything.
Very cool. One thing I start my day with is, what am I grateful for? I come up with 10 things that I'm grateful for. And it could just be like, it's a beautiful day and my husband's supportive as I'm traveling. So what are you grateful for today? One thing.
Grateful to be here in Nashville, Tennessee, where I haven't been here for 2 years, meeting all these people.
I love Nashville.
Yeah?
Yep.
You know I do this as well, don't you?
Yeah.
You know that I do the gratitude thing?
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay.
I'm kind of famous for it.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to show you later on.
Okay.
Every morning, this is another one of my little tricks.
Routines?
Routines. I do it mostly for myself to start the day off positive before the... life beats the crap out of me as the day goes on.
Good for you. We'll hear that after the show.
And I posted on Facebook. I posted on Twitter.
Very cool. So, you know, productivity is all about habits, and that's a habit, right? You have a gratitude habit.
Exactly.
Yeah, it all works about that. Good habits versus bad habits.
You're writing about this as well.
I am. My third book is coming out. I've got two books out already. One's How to Get Free Publicity, and one's just a bunch of stories that are very inspirational. My third one is 7 Fast Track Tips to Running a Business.
Okay.
So we talk
about... put some links to those in the show notes.
Cool.
We talk about what?
We talk about how to make profits, how to roll out your products, how to have a team, how do you track things, right? If you don't track things and measure it, you don't know if it's going to work.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So very cool. I have to approve the cover, so it's not quite out yet.
Oh. Well, I look forward to that.
Okay. I'll tweet it.
Nancy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on the show. Hi, this is Nancy Gaines, and I'm so excited to be on Technology and Friends today. Systems are what is going to give you more productivity in your life, and they don't have to be technology systems. They are all about just processes and procedures that do the right things for you and take back your day so you can gain the advantage. Friends, I want to invite you to go to my website. I've got a free report, The 5 Systems You Must Have for Massive Productivity. It's nancygaines.com. Go ahead and download your free report, nancygaines.com. Thanks for having me on the show, David.